Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with pianist Denis Kazukian to talk about Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, as well as his own life as a pianist.
Well, for me, above everything, for me, Tchaikovsky is a symphonic composer. My favorite pieces of his are his symphonies, his operas, his ballets. I love his orchestra music. So for me, this, more than piano orchestra piece, is a symphony for orchestra and piano. So I treat it as such, because it's a huge epic piece, and I think it's for the Russian music, it's maybe you can compare it with the second Brahms concerto, piano concerto for the German music, though. So this is like the second Brahms concerto, but in Russian music, you know, a huge epic piece with lots of connections to the folk music. I mean, it's known that Tchaikovsky used to, you know, travel around the country and write down all the folk music of the countrymen. And, you know, there's a lot of Russian and Ukrainian, you know, back then there were less political differences between all of us. So, for example, the third movement is an Ukrainian song. It's based on an Ukrainian song. Then the first movement also is an Ukrainian song. So, yeah, so it's very, you know, every time I play this piece, I feel like, you know, I'm smelling my country.
When you say it's like a symphony, you mean that there's more connection with the orchestra?
Yes, I think, well, obviously every concerto, you know, concerto is a fight between piano, the soloist and the orchestra, but I don't like to think that way, and especially in this piece, I think the material, although there are cadenzas, you know, you have the octaves, of course, but the material is really very related, and we also spoke about this with Stefan, it's somehow, it's really connected, and one thing passes to another one, and then, so I don't see the two parts are parallel. They're constantly in touch, they're constantly in contact, and one reacts to the other one, and that's what is amazing about playing with a great orchestra such as Philadelphia, is that, you know, it's not that you play your part, they play their part, you know, we respect each other, thank you very much. No, is that I see that the orchestra is reacting to what I do, and Stefan is reacting, and I also react to what they do with the orchestra, so it's a constant moving, it's really alive.
It's interesting also because you just recorded this, and congratulations on all the acclaim that your recording has gotten. Well, having come to know it so well, are there certain parts of it that stick in your mind when you're not playing it, when you're off the stage, certain parts that you sing to yourself or can't get out of your head?
Well, to be honest, this happens with every piece I play. So when I'm not practicing it, when I'm not playing it, rehearsing it, it's all the time in my mind. I mean, it's like yesterday night, I was already about to go to sleep and, you know, my mind got stuck somewhere, and I really practiced it in my mind and opened the score because I wanted to. I actually do a lot of that. I kind of train my brain to work on its own when I'm not at the piano, which helps a lot, especially when you have to play a huge amount of repertoire, like now I have to do. And so the mind is continuing there. So the work is not only when I sit there at the three-legged friend.
Are there any particular parts of it that are especially challenging or appealing to you?
Challenging, well, the whole piece is very challenging. You know, when people think about Tchaikovsky piano concerto, obviously the first thing that comes to their mind is the you know, the octaves and the passages and, you know, all that stuff. But actually, when I speak about technique of playing, it's not only about playing loud, long, and fast, you know, it's technique of breathing, it's a technique of producing sound, of singing. This piece is I think it's crucial for it. It's really to be able to sing on the piano, because it's, in some parts, you imagine a human voice. I mean, as I said, it's based on some songs. And some parts that are appealing and difficult to say, but probably, if I have to choose a part, I would say the beginning of the second movement when the orchestra, you know, is doing the pizzicatos and then you hear the flute playing, you know, I imagine like a sun rising somewhere in the countryside in Russia, you have a huge field with forests and flowers, you know, and it's just, you know, it's almost physical. You can feel that, you know, you can feel the air in the music.
Are these folk melodies that you talked about that are all through it, they were familiar to Tchaikovsky. Are they familiar to you outside this piece?
Well, I had to look for a while to really find the source. I mean, it's in every book of history of music is written what they are. They're probably not the most famous songs, like, for example, in his fourth symphony, he's using the "Vopele Berioza Stayala," which is like that's like the top, you know, the hit in Russia, and everyone knows it. But of course, they were familiar to Tchaikovsky, and it's no accident he used all those melodies. Is because he, I think, considered himself being a, although he was a very educated man, and you know, and from a noble family, but still he was considering himself very connected to the people of the countryside and yeah, the Russia in a best way of saying it, you know.
Can I ask a little bit about you? When did you know you were going to do this as a career? Were there any other choices, or were you drawn towards any other instruments or any other profession?
No, I mean, my father is a choir conductor and a composer, so music was all around all the time. And I sang in a choir, in his choir for 8 years. I loved that. I guess, well, you know, I was 10 when I first won my, you know, international piano competition. I guess people ask me, like, did you realize back then that this is going to be your life? You know, it would be, I think, too mean to say yes. When I was 10, I knew this is, at 10, you're still a kid. I loved music. I loved playing piano, but I didn't ask myself what I'm going to do in 20 years. So it was natural. I kind of understood that that was the point of no return is when I moved to Madrid. That was really a huge change and a big step for me and also my father, who took the decision of letting me go. Yeah, and since then, other profession, I have other interests. I love astronomy, for example, although I'm bad in math, so I take it from the other side, you know, from the observing side. I like archaeology, for example, history. So I'm sure I would find some other thing to do, but right now, music and my family are everything.
Do you have any downtime? What's life like? I understand you like to travel, which is good because you're on tour right now, right?
Yeah, actually, this is really a big tour. I've been to in US for more than 2 weeks. Been to Portland, Atlanta, Miami, DC. Here, the next stop is Toronto, and then finally home. Well, we live in the countryside, which I like, so walking is a big thing. You know, I have a 2-year-old kid, a son.
So congratulations.
Thank you. And so we bike together. I love cooking, for example. So I spend a lot of time in my kitchen. Sometimes my wife says too much time.
What's your favorite dish?
Probably Russian soups. I really love them. So as I love them, so that's what I really learned to make them good. So now everyone is happy when I cook.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming. One last question. What does music mean to you on a personal level? Is it possible to put that into words?
It's not easy to put it into words, but if I think about, it's difficult to think about future because, you know, future is, no matter what you have on your agenda, or whatever, it's always uncertain in a way. When I think about my past, is music probably for me, it's like the molecular connection to everything that I had in my life. My family, my mother, my father, my brother, to my wife, to my kid, who also, you know, his first attempt to get on his feet was to play the piano. True, I mean it, really, it's true. So somehow, it's not a profession, it's there all the time. It's around me, it's in me, it's in my family. So yeah, it's like, I would say it's life itself. I don't want to sound too pathetic, you know, oh, it's music is my life. No, it's just, it's everything.
Great. Thank you so much, Denis Gazukian.
Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.